After more than a dozen years working in the traditional healthcare system here in Hawaii, Dr. Melissa Bloom was craving a closer relationship with her patients.
You know, doctors are significantly burdened with the regulations and measures that insurance companies and other regulatory agencies put on them, that very little time is devoted to the patient at this point.
She says the nationwide average for FaceTime with patients is 7.5 minutes. And that's not enough time to get to know your patients, their medical history, or listen to any of their concerns.
This new practice that I have, direct care practice, really has allowed me to connect with my patients.
She opened her direct primary care practice in Haleiwa last year. She charges patients as low as $60 a month for unlimited primary care. Direct primary care, or DPC, is a fee-for-service model that eliminates the insurance company by having the patient pay the doctor directly.
Well, I use the gym as an analogy.
Dr. Brian Forrest is the CEO and founder of Access Healthcare. He established the first DPC practice in the country 17 years ago.
If they were to have somebody follow you around with a clipboard, and every time you got on a treadmill, they wrote down a price, and every time you lifted a dumbbell, they wrote a price, you know, by the time they had written all that stuff down on the clipboard and followed you around the gym, they would have had to pay that person more to do that than your membership for the entire month. Yet that's sort of the insanity we've gotten into in primary care.
The DPC model was designed to serve the uninsured and streamline the healthcare process. His latest estimates indicate there are as many as 8,000 DPC practices in the United States. While the model eliminates the middleman, it doesn't eliminate insurance altogether.
People typically will still use their insurance in the hospital or for specialist coverage or surgery or things like that. All this does is just changes the way that the primary care piece is paid for.
Dr. Kelly Withy is a primary care physician on Oahu and a big proponent of DPC. But she says in Hawaii, the economic model just isn't there.
We have such excellent medical coverage that it's unlikely that direct primary care will take off, because it's unlikely somebody's going to want to pay an additional $30 a month to see a doctor when they have to pay $500 a month for their family anyway.
Dr. Bloom is one of only 3 DPC doctors in the state. She says most of her 40 patients already have primary health care coverage, but she questions the need for it.
Take away the word health and just say insurance company. Like, what is the insurance company for? It should be for accidents, but it shouldn't be there for routine care.
Dr. Withy sees the direct primary care model as a game changer in Hawaii, especially since the largest doctor shortage statewide is in primary care.
I think it would help the doctor shortage because I think it would have the primary care doctors be happier because it's back to the basics.
Back to the doctor treating the patient and the patient paying the doctor. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.